Miles Davis, John Coltrane, Oscar Peterson, Ella Fitzgerald, Frank Sinatra, and more on Jazz for the Asking.
Hello, I'm Keith Powell, and welcome to Jazz for the Asking from PCJ Radio International. As you're probably aware, over the last 3 weeks, we brought you some encore presentations. Well, we did that because it was a holiday here, and I was very busy doing something else. But we're now back with a new show. I thought we'd begin today with a composition called Dear Old Stockholm. It's arranged by Stan Getz and performed by John Coltrane and Miles Davis. It was recorded June 5th, 1956. Thank you. Dear Old Stockholm, performed by John Coltrane and Miles Davis, and arranged by Stan Getz. I'm kind of wondering what Stan Getz was doing the arrangement, if he was spending more time on the part for the saxophone than he was the trumpet. It would be interesting to find out one day. Of course, you can't really hear it right there. Let's now move to Freddie Hubbard with one of his own compositions called Space Track. This was the first track on the Atlantic LP, The Black Angel.
Thank you.
Great Freddie Hubbard from his Atlantic release, The Black Angel, that came out many years ago, but still sounds as fresh today as it was when it was originally released. It was at a period where he was breaking away from doing traditional jazz stuff and trying to bring jazz to a new level, and that was a good example of that. Pretty much like the album Walking in Space by Quincy Jones, which is one of my favorite Quincy Jones albums, and we'll play it on an upcoming edition very soon. You're listening to Jazz for the Asking from PCJ Radio International. If you want to contact us, it's very easy, jazz@pcjmedia.com. Let's now move to the wonderful Sonny Clark with a composition called I Cover the Waterfront. This is from a Blue Note release called Blue Note Plays the Music of Billie Holiday.
Met up with a strange
Stranger, Called the Blues, June Christie, and before that, Sonny Clark, and the Billie Holiday classic, I Cover the Waterfront. I think, since we had a Billie Holiday song in that set, we should now listen to Billie Holiday herself. This is the first recording that she made of The Man I Love with her own orchestra, Billie Holiday and her orchestra.
Big and strong, the man I love. And when it comes my way, I'll do my best to make him stay. look at me and smile, I'll understand. Then in a little while, he'll take my hand. And though it seems absurd, I know we both won't say a word. Maybe I shall meet him someday. Maybe Monday, maybe not. Still, I'm sure to meet him one day. Maybe Tuesday will be my good news day. He'll build a little home that's meant for two, from which I'll never roam. You and so all else above, I'm dreaming of the man I love.
Holiday and her orchestra with The Man I Love. We're now going to play a track from a CD called Seven by Dutch sax player Yuri Honing. Most of the compositions on here are by Yuri Honing, or he composed them with other composers like Gary Peacock and Paul Motion. This is a track that Yuri Honing wrote himself. It's called Yatsutani, featuring Yuri Honing on tenor saxophone, Paul Bleel on piano, Gary Peacock on double bass, and Paul Motion on drums.
Thank you.
Our final selection today comes from Coleman Hawkins and Milt Jackson. This is from an album that's also called, well, Milt Jackson and Coleman Hawkins. It was released on Atlantic Records in 1958 and recorded that year in New York City. The track is called Stuffy.
Thank you.
Coleman Hawkins and Milt Jackson with Stuffy. And with that, we end this edition of Jazz for the Asking from PCJ Radio International. Our email is jazz@pcjmedia.com, or you can download this program and past editions at pcjmedia.com/JFTA. On behalf of everyone here at PCJ, I'm Keith Perron, wishing you well, saying we'll see you all again very soon. Bye-bye for now.